you are a real estate investor or you want to be a real estate investor and you want and need more funding for your deals, regardless of your credit, regardless of your income, and regardless of your experience in real estate investing, don't go anywhere because I'm getting ready to plug you into the money. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority. Okay, I promised you a minute ago that I would plug you into the money. So here's what I've got for you. My next upcoming live event, Jay Connor's Real Estate Cash Flow Conference, is just right around the corner. It's October 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2018, right here in Atlantic Beach, North Carolina. Here's the website. You get to come to this three-day event for only $97. And here's the website to go register to get to the event. And in a second, I'm going to tell you the highlights as to why you want to come to this event. Go to www.jayconner, and I'm an E-R, not O-R, J-A-Y-C-O-N-N-E-R.com, and that will get you to the registration page that slashes the $3,000 cost down to only $97 for this event. Why would you want to come to this event? Well, first of all, I don't know another event like this. I teach all four pillars of how I do the real estate investing business. My wife, Carol Joy, and I, we've been doing it for 15 years. We average about 3 transactions a month, but the average profits are $67,000. And so at this event, 3 days, I teach all four pillars of our business, how we find deals before other real estate investors even know they exist. Number two, how you fund the deals using private money. I'm actually going to have private lenders at the event for you to network with. Number three, how we can sell any home in 3 days or less using our rent-to-own homes tour system. And then fourthly, all about automation, how I'm actually able to be in the business less than 10 hours a week, probably more like 5 hours per week, and have everything automated using systems that Carol Joy and I have built. So another big thing different about this event is we have the bus tour on the first day. On the bus tour, I'll take you around town here in a luxury coach. We're actually going to go to our houses that we haven't started renovation perhaps, or they may be in the middle of renovation, or we've just finished them. They're completely staged and ready for the multiple listing service. On this tour, what makes it different? We're actually looking at our deals, and I pull the curtain back and I show you exactly how we found the deal. All right, I give you all the numbers, what we paid for it, how we funded it, probably with private money. And you get to meet on the tour my team members, my contractors that I do business with, the crew leaders. You also meet Beth Garner, our interior designer. And so this is the real world that you're going to. I give you all the numbers, what we paid for it, what the rehab costs are, what we're selling it for, what the after repair value is. And that way you can go back home and duplicate my business model if you like. Also on the third day, I'm going to show you multiple ways that we find deals before other real estate investors, even though they exist. So this event is going to sell out, so you definitely want to get on over to the registration page that gives you access for only $97. Again, that's www.jayconner.com. Okay, so now I'm going to tell you the story, the short version, the summary of Bridal Lane, how I found it, and etc. So this was about a month ago, all right? About a month ago, the seller or the owner of this property contacted my team, contacted us, and listen, folks, from the time the seller contacted us until we closed the deal was only 6 days. You heard right, only 6 days. So let me go over with you in summary as to what happened, how we found the deal, and how we were able to close it so quickly, and what the numbers are, all right? So the way that the seller found my team, my acquisitionist, is through Google AdWords. So I use many different ways of advertising and promoting, our houses that are looking for motivated sellers. So this was Google AdWords. Now what's really cool about Google AdWords is that, as opposed to some other marketing, like I do a lot of Facebook marketing with ads, and I do a lot of direct mail campaigns, and I've got my foreclosure system that gets us about 25% of our business. Well, the neat thing about Google AdWords is these motivated sellers are looking for you instead of them receiving marketing from you. There's a big difference when someone raises their hand and they're doing a Google or any, you know, a search engine search for someone that buys houses quickly, all right, and all cash, and doesn't have to get a mortgage. Well, that's what these people did. They did a Google search. They typed in the address of their house, and it says, buy my house fast, okay? And so they searched with some kind of similar wording like that. So they're raising their hand. So that gives them access and gives them contact information to our acquisitionist. Now, the Google AdWords, when they locate us, it takes them to our website. It asks them for information about the property, you know, the least amount that they can take, you know, for the price of the house, etc. So that's automatically emailed to my full-time acquisitionist that talks to the sellers. So this seller lives up in Ohio. So there's the very first motivating. Second thing is that this house is vacant. That's a number two very, very high motivating factor. So out-of-state owner and vacant. In fact, some of your most profitable deals you will do is on vacant houses, all right? So they raise their hand, the house is vacant. Third motivating factor, the house is halfway rehabbed. Their son was living in the house, rehabbed it part of the way, and then for whatever reason moved out and quit. So they don't want to come up with the money to rehab the house. That's the third motivating factor. So I mentioned a moment ago that, you know, their information went to my acquisitionist. Well, what does an acquisitionist do? Well, my acquisitionist responded back to the owner of the house by calling them and by texting. So everybody communicates these days, you know, by texting, all right? And so my acquisitionist gets them on the phone, and here's what the acquisitionist does. First builds rapport, gets them to talk about the property, how they located us, and then she also finds out what's the lease they'll take, gives an overview of what kind of condition the house is in, and etc. So my acquisitionist also does the negotiating. Now I'm going to give you all what I call the magic question right now, the magic negotiating question. So the acquisitionist asks, what is the least you can take for the house? They've already put that dollar figure on our website, but she asks, what's the least you could take? So she'll repeat what they said. I see here where you are asking $100,000 for this property. And she'll say, what is the least you can take? No matter what they say, the next question that she says is, if we could close all cash in 7 days without having to go get approved for a mortgage, what's the least you would take? Now, let me tell you how powerful that question is. On Bridal Lane, they were asking $100,000, okay, for the property, for the house. When she asked the question, they came down immediately $20,000. So they went from $100,000 to $80,000 on their selling price by asking that question. If we can close within 7 days, then what would be the least you could take? And we don't have to get approved for a mortgage. So you definitely want to use that question when negotiating with sellers, okay? So let me give you what happens next. What happens next, here's what happens next. After she talks with them and gets their lowest price, then my acquisitionist talks with our realtor for that property in that area and ask for a CMA, or a comparable market analysis. So our realtor's name in that area is Tracy. So Tracy, typically within 24 hours or less, will send back to my acquisitionist and myself what the after repaired value is. And that's assuming excellent condition, after we've fixed it all up in excellent condition. So let me give you the numbers. Well, there's one more number we need, right? So after we get that number, we then send our contractor or crew leader to the property to give us an estimation of repairs, all right? A budget sheet, line item by line item. We typically get that in less than 24 hours. So after that, now we've got all the numbers that we need to decide if we can do the deal or not. So here are the numbers. Tracy, our realtor, sent us the CMA, and it came in at $160,000. $160,000. The contractor gave us numbers of approximately $20,000 for the repairs. And the least the seller can take is $80,000. So we told the seller we would accept the $80,000, and that's what we would pay for it. Now, those numbers work. I bought that house at 50% of the after repaired value. So here's the profit. And the profit is I got $100,000 in it. So that's $80,000 purchase, and that's $20,000 repairs. I'm going to sell it for $160,000. By the time I have a little bit of a carrying cost and closing cost, then, you know, we may be profiting about $50,000 on this deal. Now, let me go over with you here. What are the lessons learned from this case study on this house? Number one, we closed this house in 6 days. So I get more offers accepted when I'm able to close quickly. Number two, having the private money lined up to fund the deal is paramount. I couldn't close this deal in 6 days unless I had the private money. And by the way, at the upcoming live event that I just told you about, I'm going to spend a lot of time on the private money. You'll get to network with the private lenders. So you've got to have the relationship with the private lenders in order to close quickly. All right. Another question, that magic question, write that question down. The negotiating question, which is, if we can close within 7 days, all cash, without having to get a mortgage or approved for a mortgage on the deal, what's the least amount you could take? Very powerful question. The next lesson, of course, is the relationships. You've got to have a relationship with your local realtor that will give you CMAs, the value of the property, and know how you fix them up if you're in the fix-up business, all right? So relationship with the realtor, very, very important. Number two, relationship with a contractor or contractors, very, very important, that can give you quick numbers on the rehab. And what was my total involvement in this deal? Maybe 1.5 hours, and that's because I was in town and able to go actually look at the house, you know, myself. So my lands, 1.5 hours, automation. So there's the overview of that story. You will hear many more at the upcoming live event. You'll actually see these real deals on the bus tour. So again, that's October 10th, 11th, and 12th, right around the corner. October 10, 11, and 12, 2018. Go over to www.jayconner.com. Thank you for being here on Free Coaching Friday. And we'll be back coming up seeing you at the upcoming live event. See you at the event. Bye for now.